Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
Tonight we're going to continue where we left off last Thursday evening.
En esta noche vamos a continuar donde dejábamos hablar la semana pasada.
We were looking at the story of Joseph.
Estábamos estudiando la historia de José.
And Joseph is a great type of Christ in the Bible.
Y José es un buen tipo de Jesucristo en la Biblia.
And so we're continuing our series on Jesus in the Old Testament.
Entonces vamos a continuar nuestro series de Jesucristo en el Antiguo Testamento.
And we're going to look at Joseph part 2.
Y vamos a estudiar sobre la vida de José parte 2.
Let's go ahead and open with prayer.
Vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we thank you so much for the blessing that it is to study your word together. We ask, Lord, that tonight you would help us to have a greater understanding, Lord, of the life of Joseph and how it relates to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our Bible study, we pray. Enlighten our minds in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we look at the life of Joseph,
en estudiar sobre la vida de José,
the story of Joseph contains many types and shadows of Jesus.
La historia de José tiene muchos tipos y sombras de Jesucristo.
And what's interesting is that the book of Genesis spends a lot of time talking about the life of Joseph.
Y lo que es interesante es que el libro de Génesis toma mucho tiempo en hablarnos acerca de la vida de José.
There are many, like I said before, types and shadows in the life of Joseph concerning Jesus Christ.
Y hay muchos tipos y sombras en la vida de José sobre Jesucristo.
And the story of Joseph begins in Genesis 30 with his birth.
La historia de José empieza en Génesis 30.
But then you'll notice that chapter 37 and chapters 39 through 50 are all dedicated to the story of Joseph.
Y los capítulos 37 y 39 a 50 son dedicados acerca a José.
As we have learned in the story of Joseph, Joseph was Jacob's favored son.
Y como estudiábamos, José era el hijo favorito de su papá, Jacob.
Because of that, he received a coat of many colors.
Y él recibió una vestidura de muchos colores.
His brothers were jealous of him.
Y sus hermanos eran celosos de José.
And not only that, when he had dreams about the future.
Y no solo eso, aun cuando él tuvo sueños del futuro,
that his brothers would one day bow down to him,
que sus hermanos iban a inclinarse a él,
it only enraged them all the more.
Se pusieron más enojados a José.
Last Thursday we ended with the fact that Joseph was sold for 30 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites.
Y la semana pasada terminábamos estudiando que José fue vendido por 30 pedazos de plata.
And when he was sold for silver, that was a type of Jesus being betrayed by silver as well.
Y en ser vendido como esclavo por 30 pedazos de plata era ejemplo de lo que pasó en la vida de Jesús.
In the same way Joseph was betrayed by his brothers.
En la misma manera que los hermanos hicieron esto a José.
They conspired to kill him, to get rid of him.
Tuvieron un plan para matarlo, para hacerlo afuera de la casa.
They even took his garment.
Aún tomaron su vestidura.
Even so, it was a type of Christ.
Esto era tipo de Cristo.
In the same way, the Pharisees wanted to get rid of Jesus. They conspired against him.
Porque en la misma manera, los fariseos tuvieron plan en contra de Jesucristo.
While he was hanging on the cross, they took his garments.
Mientras que Jesús colgaba en la cruz, ellos tomaron la vestidura de Jesucristo.
Even beforehand, they had stripped him of his garments and robed him with a kingly robe to mock him.
Antes de ser crucificado, ellos tomaron la vestidura de Jesús y le dieron una vestidura como para un rey para burlarse de Jesucristo.
These were types of Christ that we kind of looked at last Thursday.
Y estos eran tipos de Cristo que hablábamos la última pasada.
Of course, there were a lot more.
Y muchísimos más.
And this evening we have a lot more as well.
Y en esta noche vamos a estudiar algunos más.
Now here's another one to consider in regards to the types and shadows of Christ.
Aquí hayamos algo más para considerar acerca de los tipos y sombras.
Joseph was given over to the Gentiles.
José fue entregado a los gentiles.
When he was sold for 30 pieces of silver.
Cuando él fue vendido por 30 pedazos de plata.
He was sold into the hands of the Gentiles.
Él fue vendido en a manos de los gentiles.
And he was sold into the hands of the Gentiles in the sense of he was ultimately ending up in Egypt.
Y últimamente fue se encontró en Egipto.
Genesis 37, verse 28 says, "Then there passed the Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt."
Cuando pasaban los mercaderes madianitas, sacaron ellos a José de la cisterna, lo trajeron arriba, y lo vendieron a los ismaelitas por 20 piezas de plata, y estos se llevaron a José a Egipto.
In Matthew 27, verse 2,
Mateo 27, 2,
we find that Jesus was given over to the Gentiles as well.
Leemos que Jesucristo fue entregado a los gentiles también.
It says, "And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor."
Lo llevaron atado y lo entregaron a Poncio Pilato, el gobernador.
Here we see the type and the anti-type.
Aquí leemos acerca del tipo y el antitipo.
Joseph was sold into the Ishmaelites, ultimately into Egypt, the Gentiles.
José fue vendido como esclavo últimamente a Egipto, a los gentiles.
Jesus was ultimately given over to the Gentiles as well.
Igualmente, Jesucristo fue entregado a los gentiles.
Here's another interesting one.
Aquí hay otro interesante punto.
We just mentioned Joseph was ultimately sold into Egypt.
Mencionábamos que José fue vendido a Egipto.
Joseph was sold into Egypt as a young boy.
José fue a Egipto cuando era niño, joven.
In the same way, Jesus Christ went into Egypt before his adulthood.
En la misma manera, Jesucristo entró a Egipto cuando él era joven.
In the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 2,
en Mateo 2,
verses 13 through 15,
13 a 15,
we read about how Jesus, as a babe, was taken into Egypt.
Leemos de cuando Jesús fue a Egipto como bebé.
It says in Matthew 2:13 through 15, "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I have called my son."
Mm-hmm. Let me read it all.
Read the last verse.
Voy a leer verso 15. "Estuvo allí hasta la muerte de Herodes para que se cumpliera lo que dijo el Señor por medio de profeta cuando dijo, de Egipto llamé a mi hijo."
It's interesting how that Joseph ended up in Egypt.
Es muy interesante que José se encontró en Egipto.
And how Jesus would end up in Egypt.
Y Jesucristo se encontró en Egipto.
So this is a type, a shadow of Jesus Christ.
Este es un tipo y sombra de Jesucristo en la vida de José.
Now, when Joseph was in Egypt,
ahora, cuando José estaba en Egipto,
he would ultimately end up being a slave of Potiphar.
Él era esclavo de el líder Potiphar.
And all that Joseph did was done skillfully.
Y todo lo que José hizo era hábilmente.
In the same way, Jesus did everything skillfully.
Igualmente, Jesucristo hizo todo hábilmente.
Genesis 39 verse 3 says, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand."
Génesis 39:3 dice, vio su amo que Jehová estaba con él, que Jehová lo hacía prosperar en todas sus empresas.
Everything that Joseph did prospered.
Todo lo que hizo José prosperó.
When he was working for Potiphar,
en trabajar por Potiphar,
Potiphar noticed the hand of God was on him.
Potiphar pudo ver la mano de Dios sobre José.
When he ended up in prison,
aun cuando se encontró en el cárcel,
even in prison, what he did prospered.
Aun lo que hizo ahí en el prisión prosperó.
Ultimately, he would end up being the leader of all of Egypt.
Y últimamente, él era el líder sobre todo Egipto.
In the same way, what he did skillfully, Jesus did skillfully as well.
Y así como él hizo las cosas hábilmente, Jesucristo hizo todo lo que hizo hábilmente.
In Isaiah 53 verse 10, which is a prophetic scripture about Jesus.
Isaías 53:10 es una escritura profética de Jesucristo.
The latter part of the verse says, "And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand."
La última parte de verso 10 dice, la voluntad de Jehová será en su mano prosperidad.
God would prosper everything that Jesus would do.
Dios iba a bendecir todo lo que Jesús hizo.
In Matthew 15:31.
Mateo 15:31.
It says, "The multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel." In other words, God glorified himself through Jesus Christ.
Dice, por medio de lo que Jesús hizo, Dios fue glorificado.
Says the same thing in Luke 9 verse 43, the first part, and it says, "And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God."
Lucas 9:43 dice, "Y todos se admiraban de la grandeza de Dios."
In other words, in the same way they noticed the hand of God was upon Joseph.
En otras palabras, de la misma manera que ellos pudieron ver la mano de Dios en la vida de José.
The same way they noticed that the power and glory of God was upon Jesus Christ.
Fue muy claro en la vida de Jesucristo que Dios tenía su mano sobre su vida.
Because of this, everything was entrusted to Joseph.
Y por esta razón, todas las cosas fueron confiadas a José.
Potiphar trusted Joseph.
Potiphar tenía confianza en José.
Ultimately, even Pharaoh would trust Joseph.
Y después, últimamente, el faraón tenía confianza en José.
It was false accusations and lies that put him in prison.
Eran mentiras y acusaciones que eran falsos que pusieron a José en el prisión.
But in Genesis 39:4-8,
pero en Génesis 39, versos 4 a 8,
it says, "And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored."
Así halló José gracia en a sus ojos, y lo servía, lo hizo mayordomo de su casa, y entregó en su poder todo lo que tenía.
In other words, Potiphar trusted Joseph.
En otras palabras, el líder Potifar tenía confianza en José.
In the same way, Jesus would be entrusted with everything from the Father's hand.
Y Jesucristo fue entregado con confianza muchas cosas de la mano de Dios.
In John chapter 3:35, it says, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand."
En Juan 3, verso 35, nos dice, "El Padre ama al Hijo y ha entregado todas las cosas en su mano."
In the same way that everything was entrusted into Joseph's hand, it was a type of the Father entrusting everything into the hand of his own Son, Jesus Christ.
Así como las cosas fueron confiadas a José, vemos el ejemplo, el tipo de cómo a Jesús fue dado todas las cosas en sus manos por medio de su Padre Dios.
Another way that Joseph was a type of Christ.
Otro ejemplo que José era tipo de Cristo.
Is that Joseph was repeatedly tempted and yet did not sin.
José fue tentado muchas veces, pero sin embargo, él no pecó.
In the story of Joseph,
en la historia de José,
Potiphar's wife wanted to cause Joseph to sin.
La esposa de Potiphar quería causar que José se encontraba en pecado.
And yet, no matter how much she pursued him, he never gave in to this sinful temptation.
Pero aún cada vez que ella hacía esa tentación, él nunca pecó.
The devil tempted Jesus.
Y leemos que el diablo tentó a Jesús.
The scripture would say that he was tempted in all like manner as we are, yet without sin.
La Biblia nos dice de todas las maneras que hemos sido tentado, eso ha pasado a Jesucristo, pero no pecó.
In Genesis 39, verses 9 through 10.
Génesis 39, versos 9 y 10.
Joseph said this to Potiphar's wife.
José dijo estas palabras a la esposa de Potiphar.
It says, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or to be with her.
No hay otro mayor que yo en esta casa y ninguno cosa me ha reservado sino a ti, porque cuanto tú eres su mujer, ¿cómo pues haría yo esta gran mal y pecaría contra Dios?
You can read the next verse too.
Okay, verso 10 dice, hablaba ella a José cada día, pero él no la escuchaba para acostarse al lado de ella, para estar con ella.
These verses bring out how this temptation that Joseph was dealing with was coming to him repeatedly.
Estos versos nos enseñan que esta tensión venía a José cada día.
But because Joseph was a man of integrity,
pero él era hombre de integridad,
he did not give in to this temptation.
Y no fue dado a esta tentación.
This is what integrity is all about.
De esto es lo que es tener integridad.
It's being true and upright in the public eye.
De ser alguien verdadero en ojos al público.
As well as in private.
Y igualmente en secreto.
And this is what we see in the life of Jesus.
Y esto es lo que leemos en la vida de Jesucristo.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 5 says this about Jesus.
Hebreos 4, verso 5 dice,
says, "For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin."
Okay. En Hebreos, ok, 4:15, I think it said 5, dice, no tenemos un sumo sacerdote que no puede compadecerse de nuestras debilidades, sino uno que fue tentado en todo según nuestra semejanza, pero sin pecado.
You see, Joseph is a type of Christ.
José es un tipo de Cristo.
Joseph experienced repeated temptation, but he did not sin.
La tentación vino diariamente a José, pero no pecó.
In the same way, Jesus was tempted in the same way as we are, yet was without sin.
Y Jesús fue tentado según nuestra semejanza, pero sin pecado.
Now, obviously, Joseph was accused falsely as a result of this.
Como resultado, José fue acusado falsamente.
Potiphar's wife couldn't handle it, so she blamed him that he did wrong.
La esposa de Potiphar lo culpó que él hizo mal.
And so he was falsely accused, unjustly condemned, and ultimately imprisoned.
Fue acusado falsamente, condenado injustamente, y encarcelado.
This is also a type of Christ.
¿Cuál es otro tipo de Jesucristo?
Jesus was falsely accused.
Jesucristo fue acusado falsamente.
He was falsely condemned.
Jesucristo fue condenado injustamente.
And also was imprisoned.
Y fue encarcelado.
Treated like a prisoner.
Tratado como un prisionero.
Genesis 39 verses 19 through 20.
Génesis 39, versos 19 y 20 dice,
it says, "And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, After this manner did your servant to me, that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison."
Al oír el amo de José las palabras de su mujer que decía, Así me ha tratado tu siervo. Se encendió su furor. Tomó su amo a José y lo puso en el cárcel donde estaban los presos del rey y allí lo mantuvo.
In the same way that Joseph was falsely accused and ultimately imprisoned,
de la manera que José fue acusado falsamente y últimamente encarcelado.
In the same way, Jesus was falsely accused.
Jesucristo fue acusado falsamente.
Look at Matthew chapter 27 and verse 2.
Mateo 27, 2.
It says, "And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor."
Lo llevaron atado y lo entregaron a Poncio Pilato, el gobernador.
And this is also says the same in Matthew 26, 59 and 60.
Mateo 26, 59 y 60.
And it says, "Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At last came two false witnesses."
59 dice, "Los principales sacerdotes, los ancianos y todo el concilio buscaban falso testimonio contra Jesús para entregarlo a la muerte, pero no lo hallaron, aunque se presentaron muchos testigos falsos. Pero al fin vinieron dos testigos falsos."
Jesus was falsely accused.
Jesucristo fue acusado falsamente.
Even Pontius Pilate would say, "I find nothing worthy of death in Jesus Christ."
Pilato dijo, "Yo no encuentro ningún mal en Jesucristo."
Another interesting type of Christ here is this one.
Aquí hallamos otro interesante tipo de Cristo.
Is that Joseph was condemned with two criminals.
José fue condenado con dos criminales.
And not only that, only one of them was given life.
Y solo uno criminal fue dado por vida.
Remember when Jesus was dying on the cross, when he was going to the cross, ultimately died on the cross.
Podemos recordar que cuando Jesucristo fue condenado a ir a ser crucificado en la cruz,
Jesus wasn't alone.
Él no estaba solo.
He also died with two criminals.
Él murió junto con dos criminales.
Now, of course, these two criminals, only one would repent.
Y solamente uno de esos criminales se arrepintió.
And that one that would repent would be given life.
Y ese que se arrepintió se le dio la vida eterna.
Jesus would tell him, "This day you will be with me in paradise."
Jesucristo le dijo, "En este día estarás conmigo en el paraíso."
And as far as we know, the other one died condemned.
Y en lo que sabemos, el otro murió condenado.
In Genesis 40 verses 2 and 3.
In Genesis 40, versos 2 y 3,
we read about the two criminals that were with Joseph in prison.
Leemos de los dos criminales que estaban con José en el prisión.
It says, "And Pharaoh was wroth," or angry, "against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them inward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound."
Y se enojó el faraón contra sus dos oficiales, el jefe de los comperos y el jefe de los panaderos, y los puso en prisión en la casa del capitán de la guardia, en el cárcel donde José estaba preso.
It's interesting that these two quote-unquote criminals were there with Joseph.
Es interesante leer que estos dos hombres criminales estaban ahí con José.
Luke 23 verse 32 says, "And there were two other malefactors led with him to be put to death."
En Lucas capítulo 23 verso 32, llevaban también con él otros dos que eran malhechores para ser ejecutados.
Jesus was condemned with two other criminals.
Leemos que Jesús fue condenado con dos criminales.
But then again, only one was given life, the other would die condemned.
Pero otra vez, solo uno criminal fue dado de por vida.
Look at Genesis chapter 40, verses 21 and 22.
Vamos a leer en Génesis 40, versos 21.
And it says, "And he restored," talking about Pharaoh, "the chief butler and his butlership again. And he gave the cup to Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them."
Hizo volver a su oficio al jefe de los comperos y volvió este a poner la copa en la mano del faraón, pero hizo ahorcar al jefe de los panaderos como José lo había interpretado.
Just as Joseph had interpreted both of their dreams.
Así como José interpretó los sueños de ellos.
One was restored to his position or given life.
Uno regresó a su posición y fue dado de por vida.
The other one was ultimately hanged or put to death.
Pero el otro fue colgado a puso a la muerte.
In John 19:18, we see how these there was two that were crucified with Jesus.
En Juan 19:18, leemos que fueron dos crucificados al lado de Jesucristo.
And it says where they crucified him and the other with him, on either side one and Jesus in the midst.
Allí lo crucificaron con otros dos, uno a cada lado y Jesús en medio.
In Luke 23:43, we see how one of them was given life.
En Lucas 23:43, leemos que un criminal fue dado de por vida.
If you think about it, was given eternal life.
Y esa vida era vida eterna.
It says, "And we indeed justly," this criminal was speaking, "for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise."
What verse did you start at? Okay. 43 is short. Entonces Jesús le dijo, "De cierto te digo que hoy estarás conmigo en el paraíso."
After that criminal asked for mercy, Jesus showed him mercy.
Después que este criminal pidió por misericordia, Jesús extendió y le enseñó misericordia.
It's so interesting to see these types and shadows of Christ in the life of Joseph.
Es muy interesante de leer y entender estos tipos y sombras de Jesucristo en la vida de José.
Now, after Joseph was there in prison, eventually he would be released to stand before Pharaoh.
Eventualmente, después de salir del cárcel, José estaba parado antes del faraón.
And when that took place, we find another type of Christ.
Y cuando eso tomó lugar, leemos de otro tipo de Cristo.
Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh.
José tenía 30 años cuando se paró ante Faraón.
This would ultimately bring him to the fulfillment of his dreams.
¿Cuál le trajo al cumplimiento de su sueño?
Or another way you can look at it, it would bring him to the beginning of his ministry.
O en otras palabras, lo trajo al principio tiempo de su ministerio.
Jesus was 30 years old when he began his ministry.
Aún Jesús tenía 30 años cuando él empezó su ministerio.
Again, a type of Christ.
Una vez más, José, un tipo de Cristo.
Genesis 41 verse 46 says this.
Génesis 41:46 dice.
It says, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt.
Vamos a leer. Génesis 41:46. Era José de edad de 30 años cuando fue presentado delante del faraón, el rey de Egipto. Y salió José de delante del faraón y recorrió toda la tierra de Egipto.
Luke chapter 3 verse 23 says this about Jesus.
Lucas 3:23 dice esto acerca de Jesucristo.
And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli.
Jesús, al comenzar su ministerio, era como de 30 años, hijo según se creía de José, hijo de Eli.
This is showing the type and the shadow of Christ.
Una vez más, esto nos enseña el tipo y sombra de Cristo.
Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh.
José tenía 30 años cuando se paró ante Faraón.
Jesus was 30 years old when he began his ministry.
Y Jesucristo tenía 30 años cuando comenzó su ministerio.
Now, when Joseph stood before Pharaoh, he was ultimately made the ruler over the whole land.
Cuando José fue parado en frente de Faraón, fue hecho el gobernante sobre toda la tierra.
In the same way that Jesus was made, or Joseph was made, in a way, the Lord over the whole land.
Y en la manera que José se le hizo a él que era señor sobre la tierra.
This is also a type of Christ.
Es un tipo de Cristo.
For you see, Jesus would ultimately be made Lord of all.
Porque Jesús es el señor sobre todo.
Genesis 41 verses 42 through 44 says this.
Génesis 41 versos 42 a 44.
So then Pharaoh took off the ring of his hand, off his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried after him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all of the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.
Entonces el faraón se quitó el anillo de su mano y lo puso en la mano de José. Lo hizo vestir de ropas de lino finísimos y puso un collar de oro en su cuello. Lo hizo subir en su segundo carro y pregonaban delante de él, doblar la rodilla. Así quedó José sobre toda la tierra de Egipto.
This is interesting that he was made almost the sovereign lord of Egypt.
Es interesante leer que él era el gobernante soberano sobre Egipto.
Jesus would become the Lord of all heaven and all earth.
Y Jesucristo es el Señor sobre toda la tierra y el cielo.
Matthew 28, verse 18 says this.
Mateo 28, verso 18 dice.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Jesús se acercó y les habló, diciendo, Toda potestad es dada en el cielo y en la tierra.
Psalm 110, verse 1, which is a messianic scripture.
Y Salmo 110:1, que es un salmo mesiánico.
Says, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
En español dice, Jehová dijo a mi Señor, Siéntate a mi diestra hasta que ponga a tus enemigos por estrado de tus pies.
There's other scriptures listed, but the point is that Joseph was made the Lord of Egypt.
Aquí tenemos otras escrituras que hablan de esto, pero el punto es que José fue hecho un líder sobre Egipto.
But Jesus would become the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Y Jesucristo es el Señor de Señores y Rey de Reyes.
Now, another type of Christ that we can see in the story of Joseph.
Y otro tipo de Cristo que podemos leer en la vida de José.
Before Joseph would reveal himself to his brothers.
Que antes que José se reveló a sus hermanos,
they ate a special meal together.
Ellos comieron o cenaron algo especial juntos.
And before Jesus would go to the cross, he would have the Last Supper with them.
Y Jesucristo, antes de entrar en la cruz, tuvo la última cena con los discípulos.
And I kind of skipped over that. You can see on the screen I have the wrong thing up.
Aquí es un error.
But the point was, is that the type is that Joseph had a special meal with his brothers.
Y el punto que queremos hablar es que José tuvo una cena especial con los hermanos.
And Jesus enjoyed a special meal with his disciples before his crucifixion.
Y Jesucristo también tuvo una cena con los discípulos.
Now, another type is that Joseph was a savior of life.
Y aquí podemos leer, José fue un salvador de vidas.
Jesus ultimately is the savior of all those that would trust in him.
Y Jesucristo es el salvador de todos los que ponen su confianza en él.
In Genesis 45 verses 7 through 8.
En Génesis 45 versos 7 y 8.
Joseph would speak these words to his brethren.
José habló estas palabras a los hermanos de él.
It says, And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt.
Dios me envió delante de vosotros para que podáis sobrevivir sobre la tierra para daros vida por medio de una gran liberación.
Then in Genesis 47, verse 25.
Y en Génesis
47, verse 25.
Génesis 47, verso 25.
Says, And they said, You have saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants.
Verso 25 dice.
47.
No, but. Verso 25.
Yes.
Dice, Ellos respondieron, La vida nos ha dado, hallamos gracia a los ojos de nuestro Señor, y seamos siervos del faraón.
In the same way, in Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 through 20,
Y en Génesis 50, versos 19 y 20,
It says, And Joseph said unto them, Fear not. For am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive.
Pero José le respondió, no temes, pues acaso estoy yo en lugar de Dios. Vosotros pensasteis hacerme mal, pero Dios lo encaminó a bien para hacer lo que vemos hoy para mantener con vida a mucha gente.
God would use Joseph to be their savior.
Dios usó la vida de José para salvarlos.
And it's amazing that it wouldn't only be the family of Joseph that would be saved.
Y no era solamente la familia de José que fue salvo.
The famine in the land was so bad that people came from all around that area to Joseph.
Porque en ese tiempo todo alrededor la gente venía porque necesitaban comida.
Joseph would be a savior of lives.
Y José era un salvador de vidas.
Of course, we know that Jesus is the Savior.
Y por cierto, sabemos que Jesucristo es el Salvador.
Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says, as the angels were speaking, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Lucas 2:11, que os ha nacido hoy en la ciudad de David un Salvador, que es Cristo el Señor.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
Primero de Timoteo 4:10.
Says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
Okay. Segundo de Timoteo, capítulo 1, verso 10, dice, pero que ahora ha sido manifestado por la aparición de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo, el cual quitó la muerte y sacó a luz la vida y la inmortalidad por el Evangelio.
Yes, that one works too, 2 Timothy 1:10, but 1 Timothy 4:10. Was the first one, but they're both bringing out how Jesus is the Savior.
En primero de Timoteo 4:10 también nos enseña que Jesucristo es el Salvador.
Jesus is the Savior.
Jesús es el Salvador.
He is our Savior.
Nuestro Salvador.
In the same way, Joseph was the Savior of his brethren.
De la manera que José ayudó y era Salvador de su familia, hermanos, Jesús es nuestro Salvador.
There are so many types and shadows of Jesus Christ in the story of Joseph.
En la vida de José hay muchísimas tipos y sombras de Jesucristo.
And we still have a lot more.
Y tenemos muchos más para estudiar.
But we're going to go ahead and stop where we are.
Vamos a parar aquí.
And next Thursday we'll have part 3 of Joseph.
Y el jueves que viene vamos a continuar con parte 3 sobre la vida de José.
You know, it's no wonder why so much of the book of Genesis was devoted to the story of Joseph.
Es con razón que mucho del libro de Génesis fue dedicado a hablarnos acerca de la vida de José.
Because so much of that story would point to Jesus Christ.
Porque muchísimo en su vida nos apunta a Jesucristo.
There is so much in the Old Testament that is pointing to Jesus.
En el Antiguo Testamento hay mucho que nos apunta a Jesucristo.
Someone said all in the Old Testament were looking forward to the cross.
Alguien dijo que muchos buscaban al futuro de la cruz.
And today we look back to the cross.
Y ahora podemos mirar atrás a la cruz.
In other words, the focal point of all of the story of Scripture points to Jesus Christ and the cross.
Entonces, el centro de toda la Biblia es Jesucristo y lo que él hizo en la cruz.
Joseph was considered the savior of his brethren.
José fue considerado el salvador de sus hermanos.
Jesus is the savior of all.
Y Jesucristo es el salvador de todos.
He is the Messiah ultimately for his own people, the Jews.
Y él es el Mesías para su gente, los judíos.
But it's amazing how the story of the Bible points to Jesus.
Y es muy interesante que podemos leer en la Biblia todas las cosas que apuntan a Jesús.
Let's say a prayer together.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we thank you so much for the story of Joseph and for how many different aspects of his life point to its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that we would appreciate the beauty of the story of the Scripture that is pointing to Jesus Christ. Lord, there is so much more, even beyond the book of Genesis. And so we pray that you would enlighten our minds and give us understanding. We thank you for all that we have considered so far. And we pray that, Lord, you would open up your word more and more. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.